This is Inside Agriculture. Experts are saying that the African swine fever outbreak that continued last year could have an even bigger impact in 2020. The Guardian says the highly contagious virus that is fatal to pigs is still spreading at a rapid rate. While human attention is on the COVID-19 outbreak, the concern is growing around the world that countries are not putting enough focus on halting the spread of ASF through better biosecurity practices. Despite being present in the world for more than 100 years, there's still no vaccine for the virus that kills almost every animal it infects. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz sent a letter to leadership in both chambers of Congress asking them to support relief for the biofuels industry. The Midwest governors are asking Congress to make sure that relief for the biofuels industry is included in the Phase 4 COVID-19 emergency relief package currently making its way through Congress. Governor Noem and Governor Walz are the chair and vice chair of the Governor's Biofuels Coalition. The governors pointed out that nearly three-fourths of the nation's 204 ethanol plants are fully or partially idled, resulting in workers being laid off, lost markets for farm commodities, and also constrained supplies of critical ethanol co-products. The Ag Central Radio Network recently talked with Sam Markell, the NDSU extension pathologist, to see what kind of diseases we should be worried about with this wet spring.
When we tend to see a wet spring and then a hot, dry summer, particularly August, there are a few diseases you want to keep your eyes on. One of them is called charcoal rot. Charcoal rot can infect soybeans, sunflowers a little bit, corn a little bit, but that's an environment where the pathogen infects early when it's wet, and then it really shows up when you get hot and dry and the plants get stressed. Actually, sudden death syndrome in soybeans is another one, and we have that confirmed now in North Dakota. We've only confirmed that in Richland County. But, you know, it could be lurking in other areas, so that it might be a good idea to get into your soybeans in mid to late August, early September, and look around for something like that. And the most notable one in soybeans that likes it warm and relatively dry is soybean cyst nematode. So if it stays this way, where we're looking at a hot, dry spell, the soybeans will probably be hit by that. The last one I would say to keep your eye on, and this is not a soybean thing, this is just a general thing, is rusts. You know, rusts generally like it warmer and generally like it a little drier.
That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. Thanks for spending a few minutes of your day with us. Have a fabulous weekend. We'll see you back again on Monday.